Welcome back to Escape to the Magic Podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Randy.
I'm Dak.
And this is Ryan.
And this week, we're going to discuss the unwritten rules of Disney and a few pet peeves.
Probably. Welcome back, buddy.
Probably. Yeah, welcome back, Randy.
Hey, thanks. Sorry to go AWOL for a little bit, y'all.
It's all right, man. I don't know if you listened, but we talked about you putting in a PTO request, and we approved it, so... I know it wasn't all rest and relaxation. I know a lot of it was work and personal items, so, but glad to have you back.
Yeah, I still haven't got my check yet.
Yeah.
No, but thanks for kicking it without me here. Missed you guys, missed being on the show for sure, but, there's been some crazy things going on in Space City lately and kind of pulled me away. And so, glad to be back.
Yeah. It's good to have you back, man.
Yeah, Randy's been on the news multiple times.
In a good way.
In a good way.
Yeah.
In a good way. Yeah. Not a mugshot kind of a deal, but, you know.
No, but we've talked about all sorts of things. And so, anyways, it's been an interesting ride, you know. Let me just say this. Weather is weird. And I think that in today's episode, we'll actually have a chance to talk a little bit about some of the weird weather we experience at Disney and what that can do to one's experience and the experience of those around them.
For sure. Yeah. So Ryan, you got our episode. You running with it today?
Yeah. I guess I'm driving this episode. So, you know, I don't want this to go negative.
That was my big worry. We talk about this. I'm just like, Oh boy, this is going to be a gripe show.
I will, you know, and I mentioned this in the pre-show, you know, this past week, you know, Tiana's Adventure kind of opened up to cast member previews and content creator previews as well. So, yeah. And people, this is a pet peeve of mine, is that when something new opens up, everybody tries to be the first to get that point of view video and post it online.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I get that you're trying to, this is your living, you're trying to make money at it. I have no problem with that. I don't know why it bugs me so much, though, that they're all posting these point of view videos before 99% of the people get to experience it for themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, and then, of course, it's like you start reading the comments. Oh, this looks like trash. I can't believe they made this change. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, well, this is why they shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
It's become a really big pet peeve of mine. So I was thinking, you know, what are some of those unwritten rules that Disney, that we've known about for forever, that really, though, maybe kind of turns into pet peeves at times because people abuse them, don't follow them?
There's a few of those. And I, you know, just piggybacking on this one for a second, I just want to talk about the opening attraction experience for everyone in general. You bring up something really interesting. I remember experiencing this during passholder previews for Tron when it opened, and Kayla and I, like, it was an impromptu thing. We got the invitation. We reserved our spot. We booked a trip. Like, it was a day trip for us, right? Effectively. Flew in like that morning, got on, stayed the night, flew home the next morning, sort of a thing. It was in and out. But I didn't realize how much of an impact the content creators showing up doing their thing, this army of people, how much impact that actually had on the regular guest experience. Do you want to know what was completely unavailable while we were there? Disney Wi-Fi. It was completely overloaded with people who were live streaming and doing their stuff. And these folks are everywhere. You know, I work for the government, and so it's not uncommon for me to be on places where there's news folks and stuff like that. And they set up their camps, and sometimes you've got to maneuver through an area, you know, from the news folks. And they're providing a really valuable service because the things they're reporting on typically are life, health, safety. But here we go to our happy place.
It is our happy place.
And other people now who are trying to run their business, and I don't shame that whatsoever, but they kind of do it in a way that becomes an obstacle for everybody else who's also trying to enjoy their happy place. And I don't want to use the word disrespectful, but I just did. In some instances, it's a little disrespectful the way they just assume that what they're doing is more important than somebody else. And so full circle, where I'm really going with this is, if I have a pet peeve, it's that there's sometimes folks get to Disney and they just feel like the way they want to experience it is more important than the way anybody else can or should. And so forget the rest of you. My encouragement, now the positive spin is, hey, just be nice to everybody. Like, think about a little bit more than yourself. Think about the experience other people have. And there's lots of people there for the first time. And if you're a content creator, you might be trying to put information out so people would have an interest in coming for the first time. But there's already people there that day where this is their first time. Don't be someone that's going to create a hindrance to them having a magical experience, because my assumption would be the only reason you're doing this content is so that you can encourage others to have that. So think about what your role would be in that process, and free up the Wi-Fi, please.
So Randy's just come out firing.
Yeah, here we go.
He's been off for 2 weeks. And he's like, I got some things I got to say.
Yeah.
So no. You bring up a good point. You know, and I went online because I have my pet peeves. We all have our pet peeves, and we're all going to be a little different probably with what annoys us more than others. And so I went online doing some research, found a couple of different sites, and you know, came across you know, a couple of different articles. And this is not a ranking. We're not going to be ranking these unwritten rules / pet peeves, but there is one, as we kind of discuss this throughout the show, there is one that is head and shoulders above all the others in terms of what bothers people the most. So I did go onto a site and I found kind of an article / survey, and it broke it down to about 15 to 18 different pet peeves. And, you know, people have their opinions. People are,
really?
There are some things that really bother a lot of people. So again, let's get into this. So, and what's interesting too about what you said, Randy, is that Disney does have written rules.
Yeah.
You know, they actually have. If you go, when you buy a ticket and you purchase online or whatever, that you are agreeing to abide by these written rules that Disney has imposed. And one of those written rules is that you will not film on property for commercial purposes, which is funny.
Oh, I didn't even know about that one.
Yeah, which is funny. Whoa. Because all these content creators are doing exactly that. They are filming on property for commercial purposes. Now, I think there, and you're the lawyer here, so there's probably a fine
line. Yeah, that's why I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
You know, and also the prohibition on the use of selfie sticks and other sort of tripods and everything, you know, those sorts of things are not allowed because they become obstacles that could potentially impact the life, health, safety of their guests, right? That's really the reason why. You know, they ban selfie sticks. People are like, why'd they do that? Well, they're annoying, first of all. But also, where you could use them in places where it could potentially injure someone.
Exactly.
You know? Anyway, sorry, I jumped in already. But here I go.
All right. So
I feel like Frank Costanza. I got a lot of problems with you people.
A lot of grievances.
All right. So let's hit a few of these more common unwritten rules / pet peeves. So number one. And again, this is not a ranking. This is just, we're starting with number one. Don't hold a spot for people in line.
Mm. So was this, I'm curious now that you said that about, like, I know it's not a ranking, but was this the number one pet peeve of all pet peeves of people that you found online?
No, I'm going to save that for last.
Oh,
we're
going to
go. We're going to go.
Wow. I'm shocked that this is
not
number one. Yeah,
this seems like it would be.
Yeah, we're going to go through some of these, and at the very end, I'll tell you which of these was the most common.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, don't hold a spot for people in line. For me, this is difficult because... again, now let me backtrack. We're going to talk about a few of these, and we are not perfect. We at some point probably have committed these errors.
Yeah, I'll ourselves. Be interested to find out where, you know, after my diatribe already, where I need to improve my own behavior. Okay.
Yeah.
So I think when it comes to holding a spot in line, so you're going to have, let's say you're there with your family and you get in line for Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. It's going to be an hour wait. You're halfway through the line. And one of your kids has to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
That's acceptable.
That's not what we're talking
about. What we're talking about is you're there with a family of 12 and one or two people run ahead and get in line.
Yeah.
And the other 10 show up
30 minutes later.
Yeah. They went and did another attraction or they went and grabbed a bite to eat. And then they all try to squeeze in at the last minute.
Yeah. What happens is they start kind of snaking through the line a little bit. You know, there's one person, there's like a dad and a daughter, and you're like, okay, all right, fine. And then, you know, about 60 seconds later, there's another couple of them. Okay, this is getting a little weird. And then like three or four others, they just join the group. And next thing you know, you're like, wow, like I just added 10 minutes to my wait time.
Yeah. It's very strategic sometimes how some people do this. Some would call it strategery, Dak.
Yeah, I mean, this is not at the top of my list. Like, I just have come to, this is sad, but I've just kind of come to accept the fact that this is going to exist.
Been desensitized.
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Well, and I've experienced it so many times that I hate it,
but yeah. But at the same time, I don't really get that upset anymore.
Yeah.
I used to.
And I agree. It's not one of those things that really upsets me unless it's over abuse. Because this is one of those unwritten rules of Disney. Now, again, on Disney World's website, it says, do not cut in line, do not save spots for people in line. That is an official rule of Disney.
Yeah.
But, you know, you go there, it's like, hey, listen, that's fine. You know, just don't abuse it. And I think you'll be fine. But
and I would say to a certain degree, by the way, I would tell you, you know, if we're talking about this as one person coming to join the group a little bit late, too, like, I don't think I necessarily have an issue with that either. There could be a lot of reasons why someone wasn't able to get there quite at that time. Who knows what it is?
Right.
They could have been stuck at one of the blue tents trying to solve a completely different problem. But it is when these large groups, and it tends to be a family of some sort, right? And I've noticed that it typically is a family sort of thing. It's not usually when you get the school groups and stuff like that. Those ones tend to be well behaved. I want to tell a little bit of a story with that. You know, a few years ago, I chaperoned my high school son's orchestra trip to Disney World, and we were in line for Flight of Passage. Now, I told everybody how we needed to do this the right way, but they didn't listen, so we ended up in the 2.5-hour wait for Flight of Passage. And it was a long line. That meant that you were all the way down, basically headed towards Africa on the bridge, if you know the layout of Pandora really well and what that line could look like. Well, we were in a large group at the time, but we had a huge group that we were all traveling with. And in our group was the orchestra director, the teacher, the school teacher, you know. And so all the kids love them. They seem, oh, hey, mister. And so another part of the group traveling with us saw him, and they all stopped and they all start chatting up, sharing their experiences. They were not joining us in line, and we were not going to let them join us in line, but we're all standing there just kind of visiting for a few minutes. And there is a dude in the back with some Mickey ears on, and he is freaking out. Yeah. I mean, he is freaking out about these kids cutting in line, sort of a thing. And, me and another one of the chaperones were like, dude, they're not in line. In fact, they clearly weren't. They were off to the side, but he was just freaking out. And that's my story. It was a fun story. One of the chaperones with me, who happened to be my roommate on this trip, you know, he was a military veteran, also a postal worker, big dude, tattoos. Had a mean face if he wanted to. Super, super nice guy, by the way. Yeah. And the whole time we would pass, you know, as the line snake, and we'd pass this guy with his Mickey ears on, my friend would just kind of stare him down. And then eventually he disappeared from the line. I think he couldn't handle it. But anyways, fun story, trying to lighten the mood. But point is, don't let huge groups of people cut in line.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, pro tip, you know, it is one of those unwritten rules. Just don't abuse it. Okay. All right. So number two, and Dak, I know this is one of your big pet peeves. Don't be rude to cast members.
Yeah. This is huge for me. So I'll let you intro it, but that's it.
Don't be rude to cast members.
Yeah. This is a big thing to me. Like, I have grown to the point where cast members are like family, mm-hmm. right? Like, I just appreciate everything they do, everything they are trying to do to make the Disney experience magical for so many people. And so when I see someone ripping into a cast member, it irks me. Because again, it's like family. It's like, why are you attacking them for enforcing a rule or doing their job or however you want to say it? It just really bothers me.
You know, and I saw this firsthand, back during the pandemic when Disney was very, very much enforcing their mask rule.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And we were there on a guy's trip when they were doing this mask rule. I was there with a daughter trip. They were doing this mask rule. again, it was a rule. And despite the fact that I'm like, I can't breathe with the mask on.
Yeah.
I want to be at Disney. I will abide by their rules.
Yeah.
And you would see some cast members, some people would pull the mask down below their nose or their mouth. And some cast members would let it go. And then other cast members would run out into the middle of the, hey, excuse me, you need to pull your mask up. And you would just hear little comments like, oh my God, they're just, why are they being this way? It's 95 degrees out here. And it's like, I don't disagree with the sentiment, but that cast member is just trying to do their job.
Yeah.
And I don't want to judge on, that was a very different time in this country.
I think you bring up the point really, I think it illustrates it clearly. By the way, this isn't a discussion about the masks
or anything
like that. The point that I think we're trying to make is, you may not always agree with the way a cast member is doing their job, but they're doing their job the way they were trained and instructed to do it.
100%.
And they are entitled to just as much dignity and respect as you, the guest, are entitled to. And we have this is a thing. If I got a pet peeve about our country right now, this is a problem we have everywhere you go. People can be really mean to other people, in my opinion, for no reason, right? We're so quick to take personal offense as if someone has injured us individually and personally, when the reality is, in the most instances, it's got nothing to do with you, I have a philosophy generally. Some people won't agree with it, and I'm not proposing anyone adopts it, but I have a philosophy generally when we go out to a restaurant that I'm generally going to be a pretty generous tipper. That even includes those times when maybe our service hasn't been the best. Because I sit there and I think about in my mind, I'm like, okay, maybe my service hasn't been great. Maybe this hasn't happened. Maybe that hasn't happened. But I wonder what this server's going through today, right? I don't know that they didn't have a family member die. I didn't know that they're not stressed out about being able to do X, Y, or Z, or they've just failed a class and now they don't know what's going to happen in the future, or their boss has been screaming at them, sort of a thing. Like, I just think to myself, what's my role in this equation going to be? My role is going to be to try and make something better.
Yeah.
And maybe if I'm having a bad serving experience and other people are doing the same, maybe if I'm a generous tipper, it will inspire that person to perform better. So some people say, oh, if I withhold the money, then that'll tell you that you need to do better. Well, that could be doing the opposite. That could be telling a person, it doesn't matter what I do, I'm going to get crapped on anyways, right? So I'm looking at it from the opposite perspective. When you go to the parks and you don't like the way a cast member is handling a particular situation, you being mean to them is not going to improve it one bit.
And that generally applies to all aspects of life.
Yep.
If you're going to be mean to somebody because you're trying to get something out of that person, the chances of them actually providing what you need or what you want, probably
slim to none. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I mean, my final thought on this is just, I think cast members are a special brand of people or group of people. And what I mean by that is just simply, I think generally speaking, and I realize for some, it's probably just a job, but I think generally speaking, most of them are Disney fans and love working at Disney. Most of them want to, it's not just a training. They actually want you to have a magical experience while you're at the parks. Yeah. Generally speaking, from what I've seen in my interactions with cast members,
there could be some exceptions, of course, but I agree. I think generally that's why they're there.
And so I think that's why, from an outsider view, and I see someone else behaving this way towards a cast member, it really irks me, because I'm like, that's a fellow Disney lover of mine, right? And so I want to, and that same cast member probably gave somebody a little bit of pixie dust or some magical experience 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And, again, it kind of goes back to, well, I don't want to get on our societal soapbox here, but it just goes back to, like, just treat people with kindness, right? Yeah. Like, extend that, even if you're not getting your way.
And by the way, it takes a lot less energy to be nice to someone than it does to be mean and angry.
Yeah.
Oh, right? Sure.
So
100%
agree. It'll serve you well to be the kind one.
Yeah.
All right. So moving on. Next one. filming on attractions.
Mm.
Okay. Can you film on attractions? 100% you can. That's not what we're talking about here. This is a big pet peeve of mine. What I'm talking about is that I'm on the Haunted Mansion and it's pitch black in there, and the little buggy next to me, the freaking flash starts going off. Not just once, not just twice, multiple times. And I'm like, first of all, your pictures with the flash in that dark environment,
you're going to get a terrible picture.
They're going to be horrible pictures. I'm like, turn off the flash, right? I don't care if you're filming. You can film in the dark. Don't turn on the flash. That's my pet peeve.
Yeah. I don't like it personally, but I also kind of don't care. I mean, I agree on flash. That is certainly a pet peeve of mine. When you're in an attraction, you're at a show, you're doing something, and all of a sudden someone's got their light on, you know? And I'm like, hey, like, come on. Whatever you're doing, it can't be that important. Like, you knew where we were going and what was about to happen. Like, let's put the light away, sort of a thing. Flash photography, you know, on some of those attractions certainly is going to detract from it. But the second part is, you're going to get an awful picture. So why do you do it anyways? And if you don't know how to use the camera, then don't get it out either.
I just feel like, again, I think on the Haunted
Mansion, my whole speech.
I feel like every you know, two rides that I do there, there is someone who is using their flash, and it has become just a huge pet peeve of mine. Like you said, figure out your camera.
Mm-hmm.
Learn how to turn the flash off. So to that point, though, Randy, you brought up, what do you think about people who recite lines during attractions or shows?
Well, that I have no problem with. Some people may not like that one at all, but I will admit I am very guilty of doing that myself.
That's one of the offenders.
driving down here, I was telling Dak, I'm like, these are some of the things that I found online. I'm like, I think you know, Randy does this.
Yep.
He will sing the songs, he will speak out the lines from the attraction. I'm like, this is something that Randy does.
There's nothing wrong with singing songs.
Oh, no, not
I'm
at
just
all.
Just putting that out.
No. Singing the songs.
I don't recite the
I am part of Sebastian's chorus on The Little Mermaid. Okay, so listen.
This is funny because this is where I am absolutely an offender as well, right? Yeah. So like, it's funny because you're right. I'm sure for someone it's a pet peeve, and I've seen that posted on like reels and different videos and stuff where it bothers people. But yeah, so it just goes back to kind of what we were saying earlier, Ryan, is like, we're all guilty of some of these things in some way. We were talking about this on the way over. Is like, my thing is like, is it a misdemeanor or is it a capital offense? Right? Like, what?
Yeah.
What are some of these things that, you know? Go ahead. Sorry.
I was just gonna say, you know, it's. But as we talk about this here, I will say there have been times in the last couple of years where I've recognized I'm doing that, and I have started to ask myself, okay, am I impacting someone else's experience by this? And one of the first times I think I really started to think about it is, I'll do this during Happily Ever After, right? I mean, I'll sing the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe I sing it a little too loud. And that's not even my intention, but I'm just not paying that much attention to it. And I probably ought to, so that other people can kind of have their experience. Maybe I need to be a little bit more muted when I do it. Like, I can recite the whole Haunted Mansion script at the very beginning in the stretching room under my breath rather than trying to mimic his voice, which I can do nearly perfectly. Right. Yeah, so
yeah. It's an interesting one.
Yeah. And I did not come up with that one on my own. That was, again, one that I found on this blog. So, did you have something else, Dak?
No. I think this is going to go into where you were going next. Is my thing with phones on rides, or it's not so much the flash as it is the screen. And where it really bothers me is, like you mentioned, happily ever after
during fireworks.
Yeah. That's, I don't know what it is about the screen shining back to me, showing what you're recording, but for whatever reason, it's very distracting to my eyes. And same with, like, if you're on Pirates or Haunted Mansion and you can see someone recording the whole show or whatever experience. I think overall what I'm trying to get at is just obstructions of view in any form or fashion. And so that's where I was kind of going, Ryan, is I don't want to steal your thunder, but, you know, anything, balloons, bubble wands, all those things.
That's on the list.
Just like kids on shoulders, right? Like, anything that's obstructing
some of it can be hard, right? Some of it can be hard because you want your kid to be able to see.
Yes, yeah.
Maybe you just need to be a little mindful of, like, try and take a look around before. That's what I have done because I've put kids on shoulders before, right? You know, I have held on to a 90-pound short child for the entire 15 minutes of Happily Ever After so they could get a little better view. But I wouldn't put that kid on my shoulders necessarily. There's a lot of those things. I do want to mention, I know we're going backwards for a second, back to the cameras one, but during fireworks celebrations or spectaculars, I'll just say, I think it's okay to take a couple pictures. Filming the entire thing is lame. It's just straight up lame. You are missing that experience. And frankly, you're creating an, optical distraction for everyone else too, to be able to just get a good look at what's going on. We see that if you stand somewhere, you see 1,000 phones and their screens all filming the exact same thing that's been posted on YouTube 9 million times already. There's nothing you are going to film here that hasn't already been captured before. Why are you even doing it? Why don't you just pay attention to it?
You know, it's funny. As a matter of fact, there's a guy out there named Cliff. His account is Cliff Flicks.
Yeah,
he's got this 8K rendering.
Yeah, you're never going to make a better video than him. You're never going to make a
better video than that. So right. if
and it's the same exact show every time, y'all. So like, you don't need to record it every single time.
Yeah. So I 100%.
If you're not in the picture, just put it down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we talked about this too. It's like you want to enjoy things with your natural eyes. Like I think watching Happily Ever Fireworks, my phone for the most part is going to be in my pocket. Yeah. I just want to enjoy it. I want all my senses to be triggered. I want my sight, my hear. I want to just enjoy it to the max. And having my phone up is going to limit that ability to enjoy it to the max. So,
agreed.
But yeah, you talked about balloons, the bubble wands, kids. Yeah, just be mindful. That's really, you know, all we're asking here. But in terms of, I mean, I guess speaking of the fireworks show, how about this one? Someone taking your fireworks watching spot. Or encroaching on your spot. Dak's like, he just leaned his head back.
This is my number one. Like, nothing bothers me more than you've been in your spot and there's like a foot of space and a family or a group of people come in and like wedge their way in and force to fill that spot. Now, I get it that the cast members are saying, fill every available spot.
There's a difference.
But, oh, man, I don't know why
is there,
it irks me.
Is there a difference?
That, like, and I get it. Like, it was my choice to camp out there for 45 minutes to get that spot. But to me, for whatever reason, it bothers me when that family comes in. And again, it comes back to that visual intrusion of, now you're standing right in front of me, feeling that 1 foot of space. Next thing I know, you got a kid on your shoulders, and it just like seems to build in my in my emotions.
I could see how you'd feel that way. I think we've all felt that way from time to time. You know, we've gotten pretty good as a group. I'm just going to point this out. We've gotten pretty good as a group now at showing up pretty late to these shows and finding that spot for ourselves. We've done it as my family. We've done it on our guys' trips where, so I totally hear what you're saying. And I used to get just as irritated. And now I've become a little bit of an offender because this is one of those where I feel like, man, just kind of join the club sort of thing. The thing is, there is so much space available, so much more space available out there than what you think. Because for that hour beforehand, people are sitting down on their blankets. They have spread out. And then once everyone's required to stand up, holy cow, there's a lot more space here that's available. Now, I think the right thing to do is if you're going to be someone who joins in at the last second, you do need to be a little bit respectful of those that are right there where you're not going to, you know, if you're all 7 feet tall, you shouldn't stand in front of anybody really. So,
and I think
that includes putting a kid on your shoulders, right? If you're going to show up and you're going to do that, like don't come in front of another group where they've got some smaller kids and then you put your kid up on their shoulders and now this other family can't see sort of thing. That is, again, we go back to It's disrespectful.
Yeah. And I think for me, it's not a matter of like, oh, hey, there's a, you know, 10-foot opening or 5-foot opening there.
But when it is that, when it is that smaller space, I do agree with you. Like, you know, hey, need some breathing room.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Well, and I think too, and I don't disagree with you, Randy. I think you can find spots to watch the shows if you know what you're doing. It reminds me of that experience we had at Disneyland.
Yeah.
Two, 3 years ago, we were there 45 minutes early for World of Color.
Yeah.
There was already that couple ahead of us.
Yep.
That they had a prime spot.
Yep.
And 5 minutes before the show started, this family comes in behind us and starts asking the couple in front of us, hey, can our kids stand in front of you to watch the show?
Yeah.
And he's like, no.
Yeah.
We've been here for an hour. You guys just got here. I'm sorry. We're going to watch the show.
Yeah.
And this couple
they threw a fit.
They threw a fit and they were cussing at him and calling him names. And I was just like, gosh, they just don't have the Disney spirit with them.
I was just like, gosh, California. Yeah, no, but that's true. It was one of those things. And look, again, that's disrespectful. It's inappropriate. And it's one of those things, you know, Reddit has their ATIA thread. I won't spell it out right, but for those that know, you know, where people kind of ask questions like, I had an experience. Am I a bad person for kind of standing my ground in this sort of thing? And that instance, I'm saying no, right? I'm going to say you're not that person. I think that you did what you were supposed to. The same thing, you know, when you book a seat on an airplane and you pay for that particular seat, like I'm not required to switch seats with someone else because you were not able to do a thing. Now, you may have a really compelling story, and if I feel like I want to do that, okay, great, but I'm not required to. If you get your spots and you put the time in to make sure that you would have prime seating for something, you should be... You're not, I'll use it. You're entitled to being able to get the experience that you were setting yourself up to have. But just remember, you'll have the best experience if you can have a little bit of mental flexibility, because it's not always going to go according to your plan.
Sure.
All right. So moving on. So how about when people are walking down the middle of Main Street and they decide to stop and pull out their map, or stop and discuss things, pull out their phone and... getting on the Genie Plus. Randy's like,
so it's funny. Like I'm seeing, like, it's funny how it's different things that set each one of us off. Right. Like I'm starting to see this like social experiment here of like, this bothers you, but it doesn't bother me as much. This really bothers me, but doesn't bother you as much. And so it's interesting, right? It's interesting. These pet peeves and little things that people do throughout the parks. Again, we're all offenders of in some way, shape, or form. Yeah. But go ahead. I'll let you go off on this.
Forget stopper. Main Street. It's anywhere you go. There's one thing I can't stand. I don't care if it's at the parks, if it's at the mall, if it's on the freeway. Don't stop right in front of me, right? Don't just all of a sudden come to a random, completely unexpected stop. The parks are crowded, so we tend to be moving a little bit in herds. And if all of a sudden you just decide, the most important thing I can do is stop right here and do my thing without kind of to like pull off to the side, like... If you think about it, y'all, you wouldn't do that on a freeway. Now, some people do, and that's why our traffic's off when we have accidents every day, because they're like, oh, you know, most important thing I can do is whatever is important to me right now. Yep. And you wouldn't do that on the freeway, though. You just wouldn't. So why would you do that while we're walking in a crowded group of people in the middle of a walkway? You need to move off to the side. Be kind to those around. Like, don't create unnecessary obstacles. Your stroller... is just as important as the next person's stroller, right? But if you decide to stop in the middle of the walkway, now they can't figure out how to get around. And now we've created more obstacles and problems. Just be mindful of your surroundings. This is probably, for me, this is number one. This is absolutely number one. Yeah. Because what also happens is, it's happened to me and I've seen it happen to others, if you stop all of a sudden and now we have to stop, then I get run over by the stroller behind me because they don't have enough reaction time to not run into my heel. And now I can't walk the rest of the trip and we've all ruined everything. So come on, y'all.
Yeah, this is probably a top three pet peeve of mine. And again, like you said, Dak, I have been guilty of it. But typically when I do it, I'm like, within 5 seconds, I'm like, oh, crap. I got to get over to the side. Like, yeah. I did not mean to do that. I'm so sorry. But I think the oblivious nature of some that just they're walking and they just stop and they just stand there like nothing around them matters. It's just we're going to stand here in the middle of this walking path and we're going to figure out what we're going to do next. To me, that just that chaps my hide. If I can say that.
And it's not like they're slowing down to come to a stop. They just stop.
Yeah.
Right. If you're slowing down brakes. To come to a stop, I'm going to get around you pretty fast. No, like you just all of a sudden just complete dead stop. I just.
Yeah, this isn't okay. Maverick hitting the air brakes and, you know, the Russian MiG flying right by him.
That's right.
It's the Russian MiG hitting the back of him.
Yeah.
So, all right, here's another one. This one I think has bothered me more and more lately. That is, I'm just going to call them stupid t-shirts.
Hmm.
Most expensive day ever t-shirt.
I've talked about that before.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think maybe 10 years ago when they came out, it was kind of fun and goofy and corny. Oh yeah. That's kind of a funny little thing to wear. But I was telling Deck on the way, I'm like, you know what? My family, my wife and my girls have this tradition. Every year they try to go to see the Nutcracker. Can you imagine my wife and my girls showing up at the Nutcracker? Cause the Nutcracker is not a cheap evening.
No,
not at all. Can you imagine them showing up at the Nutcracker or anybody showing up at the Nutcracker wearing a t-shirt, most expensive night ever? No. So why do you do it at Disney?
Yeah.
Why do you do it at Disney? I don't want to see that. We all know it's expensive.
Well, I think my issue with this one is that the only people that wear it are the dads.
Yeah.
Right. You never see moms wear that shirt. And I feel like it's a unreasonable and at this point, unclever stereotype where, you know, dad's only along for the ride to pay for it. Like that's the message you're really signaling. You're signaling I'm only here because I'm the money bag. Right. And that kind of virtue signaling really does kind of get under my skin a little bit, because, again, you start to I think you're detracting away from other people's experience. Now, I do want to say this in all fairness. Some of those dudes, it's their first time and it may be their only time there. And they may have a group of friends where this was, you know, they do think it's funny. They'd never seen that shirt before. And they're like, look at this shirt I got. Right. And everyone has a good laugh and whatever that could be. So I have a little bit of grace here. It's irritating. I don't, you know, boil up with rage when I see it, but I do think it's a little unclever at this point. And I think that you're not doing yourself any favors in how good of a trip you could be having if the first thing you focus on is, well, I'm going to put on my shirt that tells everybody that this place costs too much. We all know it costs too much.
I think we already all know that.
I think there's nobody that's going to disagree with that.
I think that's the pet peeve, is that they have already, by wearing that shirt, you're already signaling to everyone around you that I have given up on this day.
Yeah.
I'm here to pay for it. And that's about it.
Yeah.
When in reality, it's like, no, you're at probably the most magical place on earth. Like, just, and we've talked about this before. I mean, you can embrace it. Allow just a magic to flow through you and just enjoy being there.
And again, you usually only see it on the dad.
Yeah.
And you only see it when it's the dad with a family, right? It's not like you see someone wear that shirt when it's just him and his new bride or you know, grandma and grandpa having their day. Like it, and so I'm like, you're missing out on the experience you could be having with the people who ought to be the most important people in your life. And I kind of feel like you're wearing that shirt because you're trying to have a better relationship with the people who aren't there with you.
That's a good
than
point.
The ones that you that are there with
that's
you.
That's a good point. Okay. I got one more. You know what? This one's become a big deal recently. And this is, I'm going to combine two, right? I'm going to combine people who get upset because they didn't know the rules or read the rules before arriving to Disney World, but also adults fighting, adults yelling at their kids. Right? How many social media posts have you seen over the past year to 2 years of not only adults having verbal arguments, but fist fights? Cops being like the Osceola County Sheriff Department, who they have their trucks running as you're entering the park gates. Like, you know, there are cops there. You really want to get into a fist fight and be banned from Disney? I just don't get that. And that has become more and more of a pet peeve, because going back to just being courteous of others, being nice to others, just understanding that we're all in a different place in life, and that maybe we give each other a little bit of grace, and that's maybe that's okay. But some people are so sensitive, and it's okay to be sensitive. But this, oh, you looked at me funny. You got a problem, bro? We need to go. Like, to me, I think it's been overkill recently.
My thing is, and again, maybe these are two different subjects, is like we kind of talked about this on the way over here, Ryan, is less and less. I think the adults fighting is absurd, but I think the one thing that gets me that has to do with fighting is like parents over-disciplining their children in the parks. And part of me is like, okay, my pet peeve with that is like, look, you created this, right? Like you pulled this kid out of their normal routine and you put them in a place where they're extremely overstimulated in every single way, right? Every sense is being overstimulated. You're running them ragged and you expect them not to have a meltdown. Like that to me is like, hey, just take a step back, mom and dad, and mm-hmm. just chill mm-hmm. for a second mm-hmm. and allow this kid a little bit of grace and space and like go take a break, reset the batteries and recharge them. You know, that to me is that kind of where you're falling in line with the whole adults fist fighting. I put the adult fist fighting right up there with like beating up the ref at the local baseball game and basketball game, right? It's like, where have we moved to as a society where we're beating someone up as grown adults, right? Like there's got to be some lines here. But the bigger one for me is the over-disciplining. Look, we're all parents. We've all had to have some discipline issues with our kids in the parks. I get that. But like absolutely going off, and I've heard you share this on you and Kayla's podcast, of just like parents losing their crap on their kids. It's like, look, bro, you created this. Like you did this.
I want to say this, right? Like you literally created this. Like this human being that you're having such a problem with, like you yeah. physically were part of the creation process here, right? And to get them to this point. Let me address the fighting part first. Whoops.
Little
Freudian there, right? Let me address the fighting part first. You want to know the interesting thing? Almost every time I have read one of these articles about the fighting, it's been about someone cutting in line.
Yeah.
So let's go back to our pet peeve right here, where I think we were all wondering if that was number one to begin with, because I think that's going to be the thing that probably gets under most people's skin the most. But almost every time I've read about this, the story revolves around, well, someone thought someone else was cutting in line or took their spot or something like that.
I mean, next thing you know, the tattooed mailman is pummeling the
holy cow. Like y'all get your stuff together. Yeah. Okay. It's not worth it. It's not that big a deal. As much as I don't like it when people get in front of me, and I kind of said, you know, now my wait's 10 minutes longer. It's not 10 minutes longer. It's going to be like 30 seconds longer, right, for that group to be in front of you. Now, I get it. There's an end to it. You can't just let everyone keep going or you'll never go. That's true. But that's not what's happening. So just move on. The one that does bother me, though, is parents being unkind, not just to their kids, but to each other.
Yeah.
Like that's a thing. When you see mom and dad fighting in the park, and I have some personal experience with this, not in my immediate, like not me and Kayla sort of a thing, but that, you know, that's no good. It's just no good. And I've told this story before on Whistle While You Work, but I remember a few years ago, I think we were there as a family for the Christmas party, and we were walking across the bridge at Cinderella Castle, and there's this mom and she's got her two sons there, and these two kids, they're just, you know, the looks on their face, they're looking out at the moat and they're just kind of taking it, right? And they're just looking out there like, here she goes again. And she's just beside herself. And the thing she said was both comical and like so sad. She's screaming at him. She's like, you know, we are not going to be those people you see a video of on YouTube. That's literally what she said. And I'm like, where's my camera? Right. Of course, I wouldn't have wanted to do that to those two kids, to tell you the truth. It was just, it was so sad to me because she clearly had no control of her emotions on this. And you could tell by looking at those kids, this is not the first time. And this will be the thing they remember, right, about this trip. Hey, bro, you remember that time Mom was nuts and we were like at the castle and stuff like that? Yeah, she's crazy. Like, that's going to be their discussion for the next 30 years as brothers. You know, you just got to be better. And Dak, you're absolutely right. This goes back to the thing that we have preached more than anything else on this show over and over and over again. It's about managing your expectations. And if as a parent, you go in with expectations that are too high for your group's ability level, and you need to take into account the age and the circumstances of your kids, then you're gonna not be able to manage your emotions well.
Yeah.
But if you understand that you've got a 3-year-old in a stroller and a 5-year-old who's just out of a stroller, and they're gonna get tired, but you know, you rope dropped at 8 o'clock and the park's open till midnight, and come 11:30 at night, like, they're kind of tired and cranky and maybe crying and want to go home, like, that's not the time to be upset. Like, I spent so much money on this trip.
Right, right.
Like, yeah, you spent so much money to do what? To make these memories. Like, that's, I'm telling you right now, if you tried to justify to someone else, like, well, how come you're spending so much? Oh, because the memories we're going to make. So ask yourself, what memories are you making when you're going off on your children in public like that?
Yeah, they're not going to remember if you rode 15 rides that day or 20 rides that day. What they're going to remember is their experience with you, mm-hmm. right? They're going to remember spending time with Mom and Dad.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, that's my thing is, like, just, you know, they're not going to remember what they ate. They're not going to remember. They're not even going to remember the plush toy that they wanted so badly and, like, lost their minds about walking out of the store that you weren't going to buy them the 5th plush toy that day or whatever it is. So take a minute. Let them calm down. You know, get in control of their emotions. You get in control of your emotions and, like, go enjoy the day.
Yeah.
Don't waste that opportunity to have a great memory.
Yep.
All right. So of all the things we've talked about on the show today, which one do you think was the most commonly referred to? So I went to Reddit. Speaking of Reddit, Randy, I went to Reddit and found a thread up pet peeves about Disney World. And there was one that was overwhelmingly appeared on most of the comments.
Well, which I was going to say the line cutters, but you already said that's not it.
It's not the line cutters. Line cutters was up there.
I think it's the stopping in the middle of the walkway.
Yeah. Half of all people that commented mentioned that was their number one pet peeve.
I mean, you saw my visceral reaction to it.
So yeah, that was the number one. So again, I hope that, I mean, we weren't trying to make this show negative. I don't think it's negative, but I think we were just trying to highlight some of the things that, you know, some of these unwritten rules that really can lead into other people's maybe pet peeves, ours included. Again, we're not perfect. We've talked about this. Like, we are guilty of some of these things. But I think it's also important to, like, be mindful and to, you know, if I am a stopper in the middle of the pathway, golly, I'm so sorry. Let me get out of the way and just kind of be aware of some of those things.
Yeah, you know, two things hopefully come out of this episode. One is that you're maybe a little bit aware, more aware of your own behavior. I am now. We've talked about some of these. There's some things that, you know, my next trip I'll be thinking about a little bit on how I behave. But the other part is then to maybe think about just giving some other people a little bit more grace too, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Know that, you know, the universe doesn't revolve around you. You may think that they think it revolves around them. That's probably not what's going through their mind. So, you know, just take a deep breath. You'll enjoy your experience a lot better.
We're all trying to have a magical vacation. And, you know, so most of that's going to be on us, but we can also help others enjoy and be a part of that as well. So,
yeah, for sure. That's all I was going to say is, like, look, we're all in this together. We're all trying to have a great time. Just be, you know, go back to kindergarten, right? Be kind to one another, respect one another, all those things. And, you know, help other people have a magical experience by doing some of these things.
But turn off your flash on Haunted Mansion.
So help me.
Thanks, everyone, for listening in. Give us a like and a follow on all the social media pages, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. We'd love to hear your comments, questions you may have for us. We'd love to address any of those on the show. And thanks for listening in.
See you next week.
Bye.